Americans still have a lot of questions about Russia's meddling in our presidential election, but today it was Russians who got to ask away during a Q&A session with Russian President Vladimir Putin. It's an annual event in Russia. The Kremlin fields questions of all kinds during a televised call-in show. For more on this, we turn to the world's Charles Maines, who's based in Moscow. He says Putin once again denied that Russians had tried to influence the U.S. election.
But he implied that even if they had, it would be in response to American meddling the world over. In other words, that the U.S. had been involved with meddling in countries all over the globe, and that Putin had always sort of solicited complaints from various world leaders who are too afraid of the United States to express that openly. But Russia, of course, is not. He was also asked about James Comey's testimony, which was an interesting moment. And let's hear what he has to say.
Второе. Он сказал, что он не видит, у него нет никаких доказательств о том, что мы вмешивались в подсчет.
So he's pointing out here that Comey said that he didn't have evidence of any Russian interference in the vote counting process in the U.S., saying, thank God that was the case, because at least that's something. But he goes on to note that Comey had recorded notes of his meeting with President Trump and leaked it to the press. And for Putin, this was very strange. He says, you know, essentially when a special services head records a conversation with the supreme commander and then passes it on to the media through a friend, this is not acting like the head of security services, but more like a human rights defender, someone like Edward Snowden. And then Putin appeared to, in any way, joke about offering political asylum if James Comey would face any political pressure at home. He could have asylum in Russia. I'm not so sure James Comey will take him up on it.
So Putin is sticking to the script. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., senators voted yesterday to impose new sanctions on Russia. It's punishment for meddling in the 2016 presidential election and a couple other things as well. Did the sanctions come up in the call-in show?
You know, they did. He said, as he said before, this is a result of political infighting in the U.S. But he also added that the sanctions were essentially a way for the West to try and keep sort of a rising Russia down. And this was a centuries-old tradition that was being implemented again as Russia is sort of gaining strength globally. But he did say that the two countries could work together on a host of issues. He noted, for example, preventing the spread of weapons of mass destruction. He noted Iran. He noted combating terrorism. And resolving the conflict in East Ukraine. So, you know, he said, like, we can work through problems, but, and most importantly, we don't see America as our enemy. But at the same time, he's saying America's our enemy.
I know this is a highly orchestrated event, but can we learn anything about what's on Russians' minds by listening to a call-in show with Vladimir Putin?
Well, you do in a way. I mean, it's as I've noted in the past, it's instructive theater. So there are these orchestrated moments that can be kind of ridiculous. For example, you know, they cut away to a correspondent in a far off place in Siberia, and suddenly he's surrounded by shamans, you know, who are singing in the background. And so, you know, you have these moments, but you also have a whole list of complaints. You know, Russia has this very vertical system of governance. It's all in Vladimir Putin's hands. There's almost no local governance on the local level in terms of deciding problems. So you see this kind of onslaught of complaints about housing, wages, healthcare, environment, trash pickup. I mean, it's all on Vladimir Putin's shoulders. Now, there were some kind of funny moments this year, particularly as they were soliciting not only video calls from people, but also text messages. And these were being displayed on the screen of national state television. And, you know, a lot of them would be complaints. But then suddenly you start to see these sort of odd trolling questions kind of come in saying, Putin, do you really think that the people believe in the circus with all these fake questions? Another one came in and said, all of Russia thinks you sat on your throne for too long. Another one brought up Alexei Navalny, the opposition leader, who's almost never mentioned on state television. Another one saying, you know, three terms is enough and goodbye, Mr. Putin. So these were kind of littered through the broadcast, which made it quite entertaining.
That was the world's Charles Maines in Moscow.